thank you. We're joined, as usual, by Rhode Island Public Radio political analyst Scott McKay. Hello, Scott.
Good morning, Rhode Island.
Maureen Moakley is away, but we're pleased to be joined by our special guest, the mayor of Warwick, Scott Avedisian. Thank you for joining us, Mayor.
My pleasure.
Providence State Rep. John Carnevale is resisting calls by top Democrats to scrap his reelection campaign. This comes after questions were raised about whether Carnevale really lives in his Providence district. Mayor Avedisian, as a Republican in Warwick, what's your sense of how much of a liability Representative Carnevale has become for Democrats seeking reelection to the General Assembly?
Well, Ian, I think when you have the speaker and then the state chairman, a fellow state representative, Joe McNamara, coming out and suggesting that he forgo his bid for reelection, I think it really shows that he's lost that support. And I think it's very difficult to continue when you don't have the leader of that house and the leader of your party behind you.
Scott, some people might wonder, why is Representative Carnevale hanging in after all this? Is this just a matter of pride for him, or do you think there's something else going on here?
At this point, it seems to be. I don't think it hurts most Democrats across the state, because these races tend to be friends and neighbors races. They tend to be focused on local issues and personalities, frankly. However, as we can see, he's become a real headache for the speaker, the state chair, the Democratic hierarchy at the state house, and I think they're just sick of it. Look, this has gone from kind of silly to bizarre, particularly asking cops to write you tickets. I mean, wow.
Democrats held their national convention in Philadelphia this week, a week after Republicans met in Cleveland. Bill Clinton took the lead in trying to rebrand Hillary Clinton as a so-called changemaker. Meanwhile, GOP candidate Donald Trump made news by calling on Russia to find Hillary Clinton's missing emails. Mayor Avedisian, you've been a little bit unclear about whether you're supporting Donald Trump for president. Where do you stand?
Oh, I'm a Republican and I would support the Republican nominee.
So you will be voting for Donald Trump?
Yes.
Any misgivings about supporting him?
Absolutely. I think there are lots of issues that I think he could have handled better. You know, it's really an interesting dynamic. You have people who aren't really sure that they believe in his ability to govern. And you have a lot of people who don't believe in her ability to be truthful. And they have this feeling that there's a sense there that a lot of people don't trust her, and yet they're not comfortable with him. It would, I think, behoove both of them to give an idea of who they'll put in their cabinet, who they would put on the court, kind of flesh out some of the people that they will surround themselves with, because I think that would do both of them some good at this point.
Scott, there's always a lot of fluidity in the polls after the national conventions. This looks like it could be a very tight race. What do you think will prove decisive?
I really think that the Democrats are lucky in that President Obama has such high favorability ratings. He's up over 50, around 50%. Whereas if you look back at 2008, the last time the presidency was open, you know, the Republicans, George Bush was only around 30, 31%. The economy was cratering. I think things are better. And even though a lot of people are being left behind by the economy and they have real grievances, I don't think that most Americans see things with as doom and gloomy eyes as Donald Trump does. And I think that's why, in the end, Clinton will prevail.
Republicans and progressive Democrats are both trying to make inroads in legislative elections this year. Mayor Avedisian, your opponent from 2014, Stacey Hyler, is running for the state rep seat being vacated by Joe Trillo. She's a Republican going against Democrat Ethan Shanley. Are you supporting the Republican in the race?
I have reached out to her several times, have not heard back from her. Especially in the fact that she did not have a representative district committee that was supportive, that could have been supportive because they didn't organize, and called her, left messages to see if she needed the city party to get the state party to endorse her. Never heard from her. I think that's an indication if she's going to do her own thing. And so I'm not sure yet.
You're not sure who you're going to support. And as a Republican, how do you see the outlook this year for the GOP to make gains on Smith Hill?
Well, I'm worried about the presence of so many independent candidates in districts where you have a Republican that might have a chance to win. That concerns me because it dilutes the vote, and therefore you have people who are going to work hard and have the anti-vote split up. I think, as we talked about a little while ago, is that the progressives seem to be a little more organized in their message and how they might be able to have post better gains at this point.
Scott, as Mayor Avedishian said, there are a number of independents running this year. Some of them have been put up to run by Republican State Rep. Patricia Morgan, who aspires to be the Republican leader in the House. What's your sense of how these independent candidates will impact legislative elections?
I think the mayor's right. I think basically it does dilute the anti-incumbent vote, therefore hurting actually the Republican Party. I expect that Shanley wins this race in Warwick merely because he's run a good campaign so far. He's raised a lot of money. He's been out working. And as we all know, these things are very friends and neighbors elections. He knows a lot of people in the district. He has deep family and personal ties in that district. And I expect that he wins.
Well, and I think, like you said, Scott, his parents have been there forever. Mm-hmm. His stepmother teaches at the local elementary school, has been there for 30 years. Patty's been a teacher. I think, you know, people know him. They know the family name. His father was a retired cop. His mother ran the Trudeau Center in that district.
That's the resume.
Stepfather is one of the leading labor attorneys. I think he's got a lot going for him. And he's so thus far, he's run a very cogent, coordinated campaign to talk about what he would do.
We also want to note the passing this week of Mark Weiner, a longtime fixture in Democratic politics in Rhode Island at age 62 from leukemia. Mayor Avedishian, you knew Mark Weiner. How will you remember him, and any particular stories that stand out for you?
Quickly, I'll tell you, I remember him as the person that would make you laugh when he walked into the room because you never quite knew what he was going to do or say. A couple years ago, he walked into an event for me and said, you know, you have done the impossible. You have gotten me to a point where I'm attending a Republican fundraiser. But that was just his attitude. He was a wonderful man who had a larger-than-life presence, but a very thoughtful person. He once brought me back something from the Clinton White House because he thought it would be part of my good political collection.
Did you ever get a call from him when you were on a trip to Israel?
When I was right before I was getting to the Western Wall, he called and said, now, how appropriate that you're calling me when I'm close to the Wailing Wall. And he said, here's what I want you to write and put it into the wall for me.
Scott McKay, how will you remember Mark Weiner?
Mark Weiner was a real character, a real political animal. He loved politics. He bathed in it. He was marinated in it. He was also a generous and friendly fellow. And he was able to leverage his political connections, frankly, to make a lot of money selling souvenirs and trinkets. At every Democratic convention I ever covered, sure enough, particularly with the Clintons, Mark would have all of the souvenir stands, all the keychains, all of this kind of, he was known as the Tchotchkes King of the Democratic Party. I got it right. You got it right, Ian. I'm sorry. He also was a very generous man. He did a lot for charities, mm-hmm. Amos House. After Katrina, I'll never forget, he hosted a big lunch, he and Dick Oster at the Aurora Club. James Carville came up, and with that one lunch, and John Barry, the Providence native who's a big writer in New Orleans, with that one lunch, they raised on about 2 days' notice $75,000 for hurricane relief efforts. And that's what I'll really always respected Mark for.
All right, on that note, rest in peace, Mark Weiner, and we're out of time. Thanks for joining us, Scott.
Great to be here.
And Warwick Mayor Scott Avedishian.
My pleasure.
We're funded by you, our listeners, and by the Robertson Foundation, continuing the commitment of its founder, Stephen Hamblett, to honest government in Rhode Island through in-depth political coverage. And if you enjoy the conversation, follow our website at ripr.org.
Major funding for Political Roundtable is provided by the Rhode Island Foundation, using philanthropy to move Rhode Island forward. Details at rhodeislandfoundation.org.